Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 25th of July. Let's take a look at the key cues and trends that will shape the day for the markets today. Indian equities closed sharply lower on Thursday, with the Nifty ending near the day's low, but managing to hold above the 25,000 mark. The Sensex fell 542 points to end at 82,184, while the Nifty lost 158 points, settling at 25,062. Pressure was seen across the board, especially in IT stocks, which dragged the index lower. Despite a better-than-expected first quarter, Infosys ended down 1.4% as concerns around the outlook weighed on sentiment. Persistent Systems and Coforge saw sharp cuts of 7-9% on mixed earnings internals. Even Nestle took a knock, falling over 5% to become the day's top Nifty loser after the first quarter numbers missed expectations. Meanwhile, Eternal stood tall in an otherwise weak session, gaining 4% to top the charts once again. Tata Motors and Samvardhana Motherson were also among the gainers on hopes of a possible US-EU trade deal. In the broader markets, the mid-cap index slipped over 0.5%, in line with the benchmarks, and the small-cap index shed over 1% in trade. And despite the red across the sectors, PSU banks offered some relief, led by a solid first-quarter earnings from Canara Bank and Indian Bank, lifting the Nifty PSU Bank index by 1%. One stock that stole the spotlight for the wrong reasons was IEX. It plunged 30%, its biggest single-day fall ever, after CERC's market coupling order triggered investor concerns. On the fund flow front, FIIs were net sellers to the tune of 2,100 crore rupees in Indian equities in the cash market, while domestic investors stepped in with buying of around 2,600 crore rupees. Experts say the lack of follow-up buying and sustained pressure at higher levels is keeping the index under pressure. Going forward, holding above the 25,000 mark will be crucial, with potential resistance seen around 25,250 to 25,350. But a sustained move above 25,260 will be needed to spark a fresh rally. This morning, the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a negative start on the Wall Street. Asian markets have opened lower, with Japan's Nikkei and South Korea's Kospi slipping in early trade. European markets, on the other hand, edged higher overnight, supported by cautious optimism that the European Union and the US will strike a trade deal before the 1st August deadline. The European Central Bank, as expected, kept interest rates unchanged after a series of cuts brought the key deposit facility down to 2% from 4%. ECB President Christine Lagarde signaled a wait-and-watch approach, citing a highly uncertain economic environment. In the US, futures are flat this morning after a mixed session on Wall Street overnight. While the Dow Jones closed lower, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ ended at record highs. For the week, all three major indices are on track to notch gains, with the Dow and NASDAQ set for nearly 1% rise and the S&P 500 up 1.1% so far. Investors now look ahead to the Federal Reserve's policy meeting next week. The Fed is widely expected to hold interest rates steady in the 4.25 to 4.5% range. On the macro front, U.S. jobless claims for the week ending 19th of July came in at 2,17,000, below both the prior week's numbers and economists' expectations, signaling continued resilience in the labor market. This pushed the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield slightly higher to 4.4%. The dollar index also edged up on the data. In commodities, gold prices slipped as easing global trade tensions reduced demand for safe haven assets. Meanwhile, crude oil prices climbed, buoyed by optimism around U.S. trade talks and a larger-than-expected drop in U.S. crude inventories. Brent crude has now edged past the $69 per barrel mark. And now let's move on to the stocks that could be buzzing in today's trade. Bajaj Finance came out with a solid set of numbers. Q1 net profit jumped over 20% year-on-year, while net interest income grew over 22%, in line with expectations. But the management flagged unexpected stress in its unsecured MSME loan portfolio. The company also noted signs of slowing incremental disbursements and a dip in new customer additions. While it has trimmed exposure to most high-risk segments, the MSME portfolio remains a work in progress. Vice Chairman and MD Rajiv Jain, who recently returned to the helm, said customer overleverage across product lines continues to be a concern. He added that the company is taking steps to curb exposure to borrowers with multiple loans across segments. However, asset quality saw some deterioration, with gross NPAs rising to a little over 1% from 0.86% sequentially, while net NPAs climbed to 0.5%. REC delivered a strong quarter as well. Net profit rose 29%, while NII grew nearly 38% year-on-year. Aether Industries posted a 57% jump in profit, while revenue surged 42%. Margins, however, came in slightly lower at 31.5% compared to the same quarter last year. In contrast, Cyient reported a weak set. Net profit declined nearly 10% quarter-on-quarter, and revenues fell close to 9%. Margins also contracted to 13%. IEX, despite the stock seeing a 30% fall yesterday, posted a decent set of numbers. Net profit rose 25% year-on-year, with margins expanding to 81.6%. Phoenix Mills reported a 3.4% growth in profit and a nearly 5% jump in revenue. Margins remain stable on a year-on-year basis. The company also announced that it will be buying out CPP Investments' 49% stake in Island Star Mall Developers for over 5,400 crore rupees. KFintech posted a healthy quarter too, with profits rising 13.5% and revenue up nearly 16%. Among key earnings to watch today would be the likes of Cipla, Bajaj Finserv, Shriram Finance, Bank of Baroda and SBI Card. And here are a few more names in the news. Torrent Power is reportedly in talks with L&T to acquire its thermal power business for $1 billion, according to Bloomberg. Sun Pharma has signed a $200 million settlement with US plaintiffs in the generic drug antitrust case. Bharat Electronics has received fresh orders worth over 560 crore rupees since June end. And finally, Adani Enterprises is joining hands with MedTube for a copper tubes business. It will acquire a 50% stake in MCIPL. On to the action in the primary markets. NSDL has fixed its IPO price band between 760 rupees to 800 rupees per share. The IPO opens on the 30th of July and ends on the 1st of August. Investors can bid for a minimum lot size of 18 shares and will have to make a minimum investment of 14,400 rupees to avail one lot of shares. Time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Here is market expert Ambarish Baliga on why he is cautious on the IT sector now.
No, IT overall, I would be a bit cautious at this point of time. I mean, if you had asked me about 3 months back, I was hoping for some green shoots to come in this quarter. Unfortunately, that's not. I mean, although Infosys management commentary has been slightly more positive than the rest of the large caps, which have already come out. But overall, IT space, I would still wait for a quarter or two more. I mean, let there be more clarity on which way US is going, because we need to be very clear on the sort of a pipeline of order flows which will be there. Whether the margins can stay, take a further dip from here or not. I think these are the issues which are there as far as the IT space is concerned.
Before we wrap up, India and the United Kingdom have signed a landmark free trade agreement during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the UK, where he met British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Nearly 3 years in the making, the deal is expected to boost bilateral trade by $34 billion annually. Indian exports such as textiles, gems and jewellery, seafood, leather goods, engineering products and processed foods will now enjoy near zero duty access to the UK. In return, British products like medical services, aerospace parts, cars, whiskey, chocolates and cosmetics will see tariffs slashed from an average of 15% to just 3%, making them significantly cheaper in India. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.